taking place. Clean out the attic to guard against fire, like when they waited for the planes to arrive and the war after the war to end all wars. The cradle belongs in the living room as decoration or a bed for a doll made of cloth and buttons and yarn tucked in a quilt as the man comes closer, pew by pew, to kill any child that cries. You have kept receipts past the required amount of time. You'll never use those negatives in their sleeves. The people in the photographs are gone so long their names are wearing off the stones. Go through the boxes, art children brought home over the years from school, too rough to frame and hang, too sweet to throw away, hands and stick figures and one letter per page. The schools are torn down if there's gunfire there and replaced with gardens where people pray. Even if no one listens to the news, the child still hears things at school and wets herself as if she's little again. Administration robocalled two threats in as many days. Sundays, she draws on scraps of paper through another sermon about generosity. Even before this stewardship campaign, the minister preached on how the church doesn't have the funds to do the things he wants, the things they need. He doesn't speak of shots fired on the corner across the way, three times in less than a year, each earlier in the day. He calls the church grounds prime real estate. He doesn't speak of the church where the latest attack took place. It has already announced what it will do, tear itself down, and put a garden in its place. The man who built the cradle smoothed the wood by hand with mineral oil and sandpaper as fine as he could find, so it would be silk to the child's hands. The woman who pieced the quilt from her mother's scraps thought of the child as if in a dream, shared on a wall before it caught fire or fell.